From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A 23-hour debate marathon is underway in the Senate. It's leading up to a make-or-break vote tomorrow night for the massive health care overhaul bill unveiled this week by Senate Democrats. We have more on this from NPR's David Wellna.
Democrats need 60 votes to bring their health care bill up for consideration in the Senate. That's the same number of senators the Democrats have in their party caucus. But Dick Durbin, the Democrats' chief vote counter, is not yet declaring victory.
We're not assuming a thing. We're working hard to bring all Democrats together for the 60 votes necessary to proceed to this historic debate.
Durbin told reporters Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lincoln, whose vote is in doubt, has told Majority Leader Harry Reid how she intends to vote, though Durbin later backed off that statement. Republicans seem resigned to losing their bid to block the bill, including New Hampshire's Judd Gregg.
Tomorrow's vote is a critical vote because it basically will mean that we're on the road to passage.
Still, weeks more of debate are expected before a final vote. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
While a heated debate over health care unfolds in Congress, another set of guidelines has come out on women's health this week. This one involves pap smears. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says most women in their 20s can have a pap smear every 2 years instead of once a year to catch slow-growing cervical cancer. This comes on the heels of another report that suggests women should start getting routine mammograms to detect breast cancer at 50 instead of in their 40s. The authors of the report on pap smears say the timing of their guidelines was coincidental. At least 16 people have been killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan. The attack happened in the west of the country in a province bordering Iran. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Kabul.
The bomber arrived by motorcycle and detonated in a crowded square, killing and injuring dozens of people. It happened in Farah, a city in western Afghanistan. The provincial police chief reportedly says the target of the attack was a senior police official. That official was killed along with his bodyguards. The provincial governor, though, has said the blast was only a few yards from his office. No groups claimed responsibility. Suspicion points at the Taliban, although a militant spokesman speaking to the Reuters news agency has denied this. The attack came one day after President Hamid Karzai was sworn into office for a second term. In his inauguration speech, Karzai invited militants not connected with Al-Qaeda to reconcile with his government. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.
Students are protesting at the University of California Berkeley campus against a 32% hike in fees next year. Campus police say they've arrested three people. They barricaded themselves inside a building as well. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 10 points at 10,321. This is NPR. The Justice Department's Inspector General has concluded that the department did not give any money directly to the community organizing group Acorn. A Republican in Congress asked for the investigation after Acorn came under criticism on Capitol Hill. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Congress began to scrutinize Acorn after undercover activists filmed Acorn workers apparently giving advice on how to avoid taxes for a child prostitution business. The House and Senate both voted to cut off Acorn from receiving federal money. And Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, asked whether the Justice Department has ever given grants to Acorn or its affiliates. The new report by the Inspector General, Glenn Fine, says Acorn did not receive any money directly from the Justice Department, but some of the group's affiliates did, and three groups that won Justice Department grants distributed that money to Acorn. In total, all of those awards added up to $200,000. That's a fraction of the $53 million Acorn and its affiliates have received in federal funds over the last 15 years. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Oprah Winfrey is ending her show. She announced during taping today that the nearly 25-year-old program will bid farewell in 2011. Fans who attended the taping had mixed reactions.
Emotional. I mean, emotional is the only word that I can use.
She actually seemed nervous.
I do believe she's doing the right thing, and I'm very happy for her.
Anything that she does turns to gold, so the sky's the limit for Oprah.
The talk show mogul has indicated for years her desire to call it a day, but it never happened. The self-made billionaire will likely remain busy running other parts of her multimedia empire through 2012. This is NPR.